Welcome to Skunk Ravine.
Skunk Ravine.
This is the new audio. Hopefully it sounds good. We'll see. You know?
Yeah. It's been a while.
It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Shit. Fucking living the dream.
Yeah.
Working it up.
Hell yeah.
Paying the bills.
Yeah, me too. Being tired.
Yeah.
Let's mess with this shit, dude.
Do it.
I think it sounds okay, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Sounds good on me, man.
Good. So yeah, good. Dude. I think it's got a bunch of pre-built in shit like that.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to go through it and fuck with it.
Oh yeah. Dude, Daisy's trying to make a blanket out of this fucking...
Here we go. Here we go again already.
See, that's why she was outside when you got here. Because I didn't want her causing a fucking ruckus.
Just being crazy.
Crazy Daisy.
Hi, Daisy. How you doing? So, I was... A couple weeks ago, it was friends having dinner for their birthday.
Yeah.
And, I was having a conversation over here on this side of the table.
Mm-hmm.
From the other side of the table, I hear, well, Nick might know.
Yeah.
And I was like, know what? And they're like, how big is Alex's dick?
What?
Yeah. And I was like, I've never seen, I was trying to think, I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen his penis before. And I was like, but, you know, I could try to take a look at it.
Should have left the door open when I was
pissed. Yeah. So for like the past 3 weeks, I've been going over through scenarios on how to see your penis.
Like, I'll start an OnlyFans just for you.
I was like, for weeks, I'm like, how am I going to get Alex to show me his dick? But then I was thinking like, to accurately see it, I got to get you hard for it.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I'd leave my phone like on the table with like some hardcore porn playing on it. But then I'd have to get a secret other camera to like try to bust out of the door and be like, gotcha.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah.
Trying to bring the quickie out.
So, yeah, my mission was to see your penis. But then I was thinking about it, I'm like, okay, so step one, go to Alex's house. Step two, get him hard. Step three, get him to pull it out.
It's a good plan you have devised there.
Yeah. I told him to stay tuned for a new episode. Maybe they'll find out.
That's funny.
Yeah. Be great.
Do I even want to know who it was?
It was Ashley and Althea and Kayla.
What, it was a group question?
It was a group discussion, yeah.
Okay.
I think we were talking about, like, penis size and men with, like, confidence and false confidence and how it relates to the size of the penis.
Ah, yes.
Which I guess if you want to weigh in, you can email us at skunkravine@gmail.com. If you want to guess how big Alex's dick is, take a guess, take a gander.
Maybe you'll win a prize.
Maybe if whoever guesses right gets a pick. It's a dick pick sent to him.
The tipper. For the tipper.
Big tipper.
Yeah, the bandit I came up with. Instead of leaving a tip at a restaurant, you just leave a Polaroid of your dick tip. Like,
aha!
The tipper strikes again.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
And they never suspected.
Nah, you like put it in the money, though. You still leave a tip, but you leave an extra tip.
Okay, so it's like folded into the bills.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. That's pretty smart. See, that's smart.
Yeah. Tipper.
All right. Speaking of dick pics, dude.
Yeah.
Ashley was at work. And
she was in a conference and she was doing a PowerPoint presentation and your dick popped up on the screen. Here's our percentages for the years.
Yeah. This is my dick slowly getting hard. See how it's rising?
And then it goes flaccid. Like halfway. Yeah. It goes half mass.
Yeah, we get 50%.
Anyway.
No, she got a new book, got delivered. And I texted her. I'm like, hey, your book's here. She's like, oh, cool.
It's just a book of dick pics.
Well, it was like a special edition of this book, I guess, or something. Where, like, on the side of it, the pages were supposed to be, like, all red or something. Some books, they were, like, super red. Some weren't. I don't know. But she was like, can you send me a picture of it? So put it on the kitchen table.
Oh, nice. You did a dick book marker.
No, I was just like taking a picture of it, and I was like, I'll just whip my dick out. So I flopped my floppy over.
Yeah.
Completely flaccid.
Yeah.
And I was going to take a picture of the book with my penis underneath it.
Ah, yeah. But
like from the lights above me, the shadow of my phone and the shadow of the table. It was like my dick was just hiding in the shadows, waiting to strike.
Just lurking.
It's like Batman, just like, just waiting.
Oh, yeah.
For some crime pussy.
Some crussy. Crush that crussy.
So I sent it to her. And maybe half an hour later, I'm like, I should probably see if she noticed that or not. Just in case she like shows someone at work.
Right. This is the book.
Yeah, look at how red my pages are.
Is that a penis lurking in the shadows? My book didn't come with that.
She didn't even notice it, so she potentially, could have showed somebody.
It's awesome.
I was like, that's hilarious.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Send it.
Mm-hmm.
The tipper strikes.
The tipper. Dude, it's really funny. Just hiding in the shadows.
Yeah. It's very nice.
I like these gold cans, dude. That's festive and fun, huh?
I'll have to try one.
Yeah. Beer's the same.
Oh, I know. But, like, it's a gold can, though.
Yeah, so it's just, like, something cool.
Yeah.
And new. Which is always fun.
What if they made it white gold and it was just a silver can again?
Mm. And you just get that?
Yeah.
It's like, wait, it's white? Wait.
What?
Wait a minute. Yeah. So how are you holding up after the death of Hulk Hogan?
Oh, man. Shaved my beard into the Hogan. If you have noticed.
I shaved my beard into the Hogan's haircut.
I dyed it. It's very silken, smooth, like an Asian man's hair. But it's blonde.
Went and got it bleached and straightened, pressed out.
Nah, I don't have any of that, you guys.
He just has his beard.
Yeah.
It's just a same old beard.
He's still looking like a homeless man. Except for I got a haircut, so.
Very nice. Yeah, you look nice, buddy.
Little less homeless.
But Hulk Hogan, dude, did you ever see Thunder in Paradise?
No.
Dude, we should watch.
Maybe.
We should watch some of it. I think it was like, they made like two movies, and then I swear there was a TV show also.
Should I like tube it?
Yes, go ahead. Just mute that shit. Dude, it is. Play the.
They just got the whole movie.
Go over there and play this intro. Yeah, just watch the intro, dude. It's like Knight Rider, but with a boat and Hulk Hogan. Yeah, so
the boat talks.
Yeah, it's like a super high tech stealth boat,
Jesus.
And they're like fighting crime on the coast.
It looks like they're in Vietnam.
I know. It's like Colombia or some shit.
Yeah, so it's like a riverboat.
No, it's like a speedboat.
Oh, of course, it would be a speedboat. Does it at least have a machine gun on it?
It has, like, gadgets built into it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, damn. Slow-mo explosion.
Slow-mo running explosion, yes.
Oh, look at his face. He looks...
There it is.
Nice. That wasn't even him on it. Like,
and the babes. Oh, nice. You got babes running in slow motion. There you go.
He should have had his fingers in there. Just carrying that chick over his shoulder.
Dude, why did Hulk Hogan always look the exact same?
Because...
Hossie finally cool drinks.
The whole movie. Is he going to shoot these ladies?
This is just like, the intro.
What's happening?
This is.
I wish we could like show you guys what we're watching.
You want to watch it? Look up Thunder in Paradise.
Thunder intro in Paradise. YouTube. I have never seen this shit.
Yeah, dude. I used to watch this shit all the time.
Was it a show?
See, I think there was like two movies and then I think there was a show. Unless I was just watching parts of the movie on TV.
I have no fucking idea. Dude, nice. Was he just side-shooting the Mac-10?
Yeah, he was like... Gra-ta-ta-ta.
Yeah. Just sucking dicks. Wait, no, not, he was getting his dick sucked. Not in this movie, the gra-ta-ta dude.
And Patrick Mahee is Edward Whittaker.
Thunder.
Yeah, dude. So the boat's named Thunder.
Michael Burke and Douglas Shanda gangs. I don't know what it said. It went away.
This is not it. This is something else. Just, now.
They're just falling off of boats now.
But yeah, they like, when they got to go stealth or whatever, they go down into the hull and there's like computers and shit. It's just stupid 90s bullshit.
Everything's just like,
beep, boop, boop. Yes. So it's like, we need chicks in bikinis.
Tits flop. Knight
Rider on a boat.
Look at him.
Yeah, dude.
Why didn't he dye his eyebrows or something? I don't know. But that looked worse.
Oh, there you go. Hulk talking about Thunder and Paradise. God, he looks like shit right there, dude. He looks horrible.
Looks like shit all the time. What are you
really
talking
bad? To such a
right friend. Here? Yeah. His eyeballs have the same mustache, but it's not. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he doesn't have saggy bags. He has another mustache under his eyes.
Yeah.
The skin stash.
You know who else died?
My soul.
King Cobra.
Like the malt liquor?
No.
Oh.
King Cobra was a YouTuber.
I don't know who the fuck that
is. He was like this gothic autistic kid.
Gothistic?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not making fun. I'm just making an easier word.
Well.
Gothistic. Go on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Gothistic kind of threw me off.
Gothistic.
Thinking about goth.
Gothistic.
Gothistic.
Yeah, I like gothistic better.
So,
gothistic.
He did. He did YouTube and just like live streamed his life and did like crazy cooking videos and shit.
What the fuck was he making?
Like.
Pentagram pancakes.
Craziest nachos ever.
Oh. Like real food.
Yeah.
It was gothic
food. But it was like bullshit.
Ah.
I mean, it's like, okay. Or his steak once, it was like.
Just brown or gray, I mean.
It's like a steak in a pan. He's just dumping like pimento onto it.
Fuck. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's like clam juice and tomato juice. It's
oh.
Like Budweiser.
Clamato.
Or Clamato, whatever.
Oh, dude.
And then, like,
before
a pack of gravy
that.
And onions and
yeah. Oh, no.
Bacon bits.
Oh, no.
A ton of bacon bits, and then just, like, a piece of salmon on top of it. He would spend, like, an hour making these meals.
Does he eat them?
He'll take, like, two or three bites, and he's like, that's pretty good. I'm not very hungry right now, though. I'll put it in the fridge for later.
Yeah. Put some... Just... Ew.
Dude, it's hilarious.
Everything about what you just said.
Yeah, I'll show you some of his videos after.
I was done with Clonana.
Dude, it's crazy. And he's always like, that's pretty good. The steak, he's just like, yeah, that's good.
Before I kicked that cop in the nuts, that was like one of the last things that I had to drink. I ran out of money for beer or whatever. And then obviously had spent my other money on drugs.
So you're sucking dick for Clementos?
Yeah, dude. I was like, I'll take Clamato. Give me the Clamato. The chlamydia.
I suck your dick for the Clamato.
No. Ashley can attest to this. So.
I've never had one of those. On account of the poison.
Yeah. Just don't. Number two, on account of the poison.
I mean, it never sounded good.
Dude, who the fuck drinks clam juice unless you're like having clams? Which I don't even like clams to begin with.
I feel like that's too much clam freshness.
Who wants to just dump a snotty fucking... You don't even chew them.
Just autistic people.
Like, clams are disgusting,
just
bro.
Just gothistic.
You've seen how people eat clams.
Yeah.
You just suck them down, right?
Are clams like mussels?
Mussels are better. Like, you can eat... Like, I chew mussels.
Well, wait. So, what's the difference between oysters, mussels, and clams?
Oh, I'm thinking of oysters.
Yeah, oysters are the ones that are like...
Yeah. Why? Who just wants to take shots of...
Seawater.
Like, snot. If you put a little Tabasco in there, it makes your boner harder. I don't know.
It makes it taste like less ass.
Dude, it's dumb. I've had a bunch and I'm not impressed.
Yeah, see, I haven't done that either.
Well, you would die.
I've done mussels.
I know. You had one pop out of your leg.
Yeah. I'm done with the muscles.
I'm done.
I'm done with this muscle. Get
even your body's allergic to your own muscles.
Yeah, it started rejecting it. It's great. It's like, get it out of here.
But he's probably like, what the fuck are they talking about?
What?
Don't worry about it.
Seriously, what's the fucking difference?
They're all mollusks.
Are they just different? I need to try some shit, man. See if I'm allergic to it
like,
or
that's
not.
What a mollusk is.
Yeah.
Anything with a shell that's a sea creature, correct?
Yeah. Are mussels like more meaty?
No, they're smaller.
They are smaller. And then clams are smaller than that.
I don't know.
Aren't clams?
All I know is clams make pearls.
Clams do.
Yes. Now I have to check and make sure.
On account of the clams.
I'm like 99% positive. I don't know. I don't wear a lot of fucking pearls.
Yeah, that's clams. Yeah, that seems like it makes sense.
Well, it also doesn't make any fucking sense.
True. This is what the show is now, just us asking questions about what stuff is. Like, what's the difference between clams, mussels, and oysters?
Oh, they come from oysters and mussels. Pearls. It feature round or squat shells. Mussels attached to surfaces using bisal threads have an oblong shell and taste sweet and nutty. Sweet nutty. Bugs have a rough and irregular shell and are known for their briny, salty, and creamy taste. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so they are pretty much the same. They just kind of live in different spots.
It's good.
What's the deal with clams? These things live in the sand? We'll be right back. No, we're still going. I'm just
psych.
And we'll be right back. Yeah, we're going to fuck around with that, dude. We're going to get some fun stuff on the soundbox, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, another thing I was thinking about.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject of sea creatures and Thunder in Paradise and Hulk Hogan. All right, how about this for a t-shirt? Remember the NWO in wrestling?
Yeah, with Sting and...
Hulk Hogan.
It was like the weird mashup wrestling. Didn't they have a game on N64?
Yeah, NWO, WCW versus NWO.
Nitro. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be like Sting. You come down from the ceiling and shit. And like, yeah, and you get the baseball bat with the barbed wire.
Doing.
She's being Daisy.
Like, I want to go through, but I'm just going
to
stand here.
Dude, I used to play the shit out of that game.
I did too. Remember you'd throw people into the corner and it'd be like, bong.
Yeah.
That was the shit.
That game was the shit.
You'd grab weapons out of the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like baseball bats and
with the barbed wire.
Shit. Yeah.
I think only Sting could do that.
Every now and then it would have the barbed wire, yeah. But NWO, remember the shirts? Lowercase N, W, lowercase O.
Kind of. Was the W like the WWF W?
No, it was like a big W.
I thought. And then the tap went over each letter?
It was a square and it said New World Order.
Oh. Sounds kind of racist.
Well, that's funny you say that.
Oh, now it's getting juicy.
The shirt that I was thinking about is, so yeah, it was like.
Okay.
I say you just add an RD to it.
What, new word? What are you talking about?
Just at the end of NWO, add an RD.
A word? I don't get what you're saying.
N-word.
Ah. Sorry. Like, my brain went dumb because the W was, like, all huge. Nah, that was a mind fuck. I was like, what are you talking about, bro?
Just an idea for a new...
You got to put, like, a dash, though.
No.
Oh, that's the secret.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just so it's not, like, N-word.
Just like KFC's recipe. Yeah. That's why they all closed around here.
Yeah. People are starting to figure it out. Yeah. They're like, well, move.
Fuck. Run.
Get the fuck out of town. We got to get out of here, dude. We can't be here.
Call the colonel.
People
call the colonel.
What's wrong with you? I say we did. Yeah. I say you, he did.
What is she doing now over there? And the other, oh, she's sneaking, bro. Yeah,
she's sniffing and farting around.
She's lurking.
Dude, do you think milkmen back in the day were like just fucking a lot of people's chicks, wives?
Probably. Yeah. They were probably all like buff and shit.
Oh, just carrying milk around all day.
Do you think they like ever poured it on themselves? Like,
yeah, they had to have, right?
Hot day.
Wouldn't you?
Take your shirt
off. I'll be like, this one got too hot. And then all the wives are inside just like,
yeah. Tune in their boxes.
Yeah.
Tuning into the Milkman channel.
Dude, is it true that, like, I've never heard any stories, although I don't talk to people who were alive back then. Is it true, man? Were milkmen out there just dogging dudes' wives?
I don't know.
Where's it's that? Like, find where's the that oldest like an milkman old alive. Tale slash fantasy.
I mean, I would assume it happened. Like the pool boy or the pizza guy or the carpenter or the, you know.
Yeah. Any other scenario in a porn?
Ugh. I heard you had a busted pipe.
Busted pipes.
Here she goes. Why do you have to ruin everything, Daisy?
Why do you have to ruin everything, Daisy, bitch? You
fucking whore. That can't even have babies or anything.
You barren whore!
She's been spayed like for... Yeah, lay your ass down.
Like, I'll never experience childbirth.
Do dogs go through menopause?
Probably. Like, right away, as soon as you spade them.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Huh. I wonder why they call it spading.
I don't know.
What's going on there, huh?
Spay.
Do you think they originally did it with a spade?
Well, it's spay.
Oh, was it spay?
Yeah. Mm. Spay or neuter. You don't remember Bob Barker, dog?
I do.
He was like, take care of your pets. And I'm going to take care of you people in jail. I'm going to make blankets and pillows.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah. Dude, that pillow over there. Bob Barker.
Really?
That gray pillow. You probably don't even know it's a pillow.
I mean, I can see it.
It's underneath those fishing poles.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, all that shit. Bob Barker started all that shit.
Pillows for prisoners?
I don't know if he spent a night in jail or like just somebody he was related to did or something. They were like, everything sucks.
One night.
Yeah, and then he was like, I'm going to start making shit for jails. So, like, blank, all the shit.
That's weird.
Look it up, dog. Yeah, here, now we're looking more shit up.
We'll go back to the... Oh, I didn't know that box.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
We're no longer Skunk Ravine. We're just Facts Ravine.
Just Google.
Google Ravine.
This is just... It's just Google time with Nick and Al. We're getting to the bottom of this shit for you. We got you.
It's just called Bob Barker Company, dude. Hmm.
Jails, prison, mental health, homeless shelters, juvenile facilities.
Just fucking balling out, dude.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's dead. He's not balling out anymore. He doesn't have balls anymore.
Since 1972.
Yeah. Wow.
I wonder how many rapists and murderers he put back on the street. Dun, dun, dun.
He was just a fucking CEO.
Bob Barker, famous serial rapist.
That's why he made the blankets.
Yeah.
So he could burn them really easy.
So he could muffle the cries of women he was raping.
And then he just gives them to the jail afterwards.
Yeah, gives them the evidence. And then some other murderer rapist gets their DNA all over it.
Yeah. Damn.
The perfect crime.
Oh, and the perfect system to get money flowing.
Oh, God. So you're getting paid to rape women.
Yeah.
With these pillows.
Yeah. Sorry, Bob Barker.
You're giving them to other rapers.
Rapers.
Goddamn rapers.
He's all dead.
Yeah. He's all dead and can't defend himself, which means it's true.
Skeleton hand just comes and slaps you in the face.
Just all of a sudden a ghost microphone just pokes me in the eye. Oh.
It's Bob Barker's dick.
Yeah, dude. It's got a little little wing guard tip on the end of it.
Let me get a gold, bro.
Yeah, dude. There you go.
I don't feel gobleted.
Dude, I feel like a fucking king drinking these gold beers.
You know it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Desmond did his first Russian accent the other day. It was awesome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good.
It was really good.
Nice.
We were talking about Batman for some reason.
Uh-huh. Is that a villain or something he was impersonating? Mm-hmm. Usually they're Russian.
Well, I showed him that part in Dark Knight where he's like, I'm going to make this pencil disappear. And then the Russian dude's like, wait, I want to hear proposition.
Yeah.
And Desmond's just like, I want to hear. It's like, fuck yeah, dude. It's really good.
That's what's up.
My village.
I feel like kids are way better at like impressions earlier on. My nephew, my oldest sister's son, he does like killer impressions.
Yeah.
And he's always like making videos.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Does he post them?
I don't know.
He should.
Yeah. Probably.
Kids know how to do some shit, you know?
I don't know how to fucking do shit. I don't know how to do this shit except for talking to the microphone.
Yeah. I wonder if like that's kids can do better impressions because they're not like tainted by other impressions
right.
of that same thing.
Yeah.
So they see the original source material and then they're like, oh, yeah, you boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
My babushka.
Fucking Russians, dude.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
I don't know, a bunch of shit.
Still blowing shit up.
Yeah, they're still
drowning each other.
Yeah, just killing the shit out of each other.
Like, for why, though?
Yeah. Well, I saw that now they've been mounting, like, LAWs. The single fire, like...
Like a javelin?
Kind of. It's just like the tube rocket launcher.
Oh, yeah.
That America uses.
Oh, okay.
It's a single-use fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been mounting those on drones.
You know, we used to have planes with those in World War II?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Just mounted onto the side.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a plane that's in a museum. They didn't know it was, like, it had been taken and like repainted into some like citizen style paint. And somehow somebody found it and it got returned to the U.S. It was overseas somewhere.
Some farmer was using it to like...
No, it was in an air museum.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't know it was an actual like World War II relic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was it like... It must have been like early days, huh?
Yeah, it was Rosie the Rocketeer or something like that. You know, Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But it had like six of those mounted to it. Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
I wonder if they were just like dive attacking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like at tanks and oncoming fire and shit. Yeah. Just
cool, dude.
It's sweet. I'll show you the.
Yeah. We'll watch it, man.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast about World War One and the like aerial battles.
World War One.
That sounds really unfun.
What was that when they like, I think it was Christmas when they played soccer shit?
Yeah. They met up and.
And then just went back to killing each other.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll shoot at you in the morning.
Yeah.
The gift is just a grenade. When you open it, it blows up.
Yeah. Well, dude, the first bombers were, they would just dump, it would just be a pilot like throwing grenades out. And then it turned into like, then they'd use the two people in the plane. And the other guy would have like a gun.
Yeah.
He would just fly by and he would just like.
A flyby.
Yeah.
You know, they tried to make.
And those things were made out of like wood and canvas too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wild. Fuck that.
The trench shotguns, they tried to say were against the Geneva Convention or whatever.
Yeah.
But then they're using fucking gas.
Yeah, and like serrated knives and
right.
Shit. Yeah.
Like shit you can't sew back up.
Yeah, I think the serrated knives, after a year or two, everyone agreed. They were like, all right, let's not do that anymore.
Yeah.
that's bad for everybody.
It was those star-shaped ones that were the worst.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I think that's when they stopped using them. This is World War
Just
I.
Just getting a shitty...
Long ass rusty fucking
muddy. Yeah. Another thing they were saying about World War One is like when they first started trenching and fighting in trenches, you know, the bathrooms was just like a fucking another trench.
Right.
With a board over it. They would just shit in this like pit.
Yeah, and then if it gets rainy and stuff.
Yeah, well.
And there's shit, mud, water everywhere.
It would attract so many flies. It would attract so many flies.
Yeah.
That the enemy could see.
They would know where.
The cloud of flies.
Yeah.
So they'd wait for all the cloud. They would zero in on it and then wait for the cloud to go.
So they knew somebody was
there. Someone just walked up. And then they would launch a fucking shell.
Damn. Just blowing somebody up on the shitter.
Dude. Going to take the worst shit of your life and then exploding.
You're blowing it up, getting blown up at the same time.
That's probably where that saying comes from.
Yeah. Probably.
Georgie blew it up again. Georgie's gone over to use the Frankfurt.
The Frankfurt. He's done gone blown his bum.
Oh, I sent his arm back to the Queen. Just millions of people dead.
Yeah. Fucking something else.
Yeah, that's just wild. Just like in one day, it's like 25,000 casualties.
Right.
Like, what? How many people were there in the world before World War One and World War Two?
I don't know.
You know what pisses me off is I swear every single war documentary I've ever watched, at one point it's always like, this is the bloodiest battle in the history of warfare.
Yeah. No.
It says
imagine the Crusades.
About everything, dude.
Imagine like the Christian Crusades.
Oh, like a 6 year fucking. Well, no, that was like 600 years, wasn't it?
Yeah. Fuck if I know.
On and off.
Yeah. Just like stabbing. And
yeah.
Those were way bloodier battles.
For God.
Yeah. And then afterwards. And
Jesus and King. Huzzah.
I just go through afterwards and stab the people that are still alive and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that. Imagine having that job. You just go around stabbing people.
Yeah, there's probably some weirdos who love that job.
Oh, for sure. But true.
Yeah. Who are you?
Humming beer.
Look at that humming.
It's a humming out there. It's a hummingbird feeder outside the window.
Yeah.
Disclosed location.
So I was at my mom's house and I set up a bed for her downstairs.
Yeah.
With the bed that I moved downstairs, found out my katana.
Oh, nice.
That I got for Christmas, like, long
fucking time. I feel like I remember that thing.
Yeah.
Like, forever when we used to hang out in the basement. Yeah. Where the skunk ravine originated.
Yeah. The skunk ravine.
Yeah.
The
so I it's got, the skunk katana.
Yeah, the skatana.
It's the skatana.
The second I got it for Christmas, I was like, oh, cool. Like, the box it came in, just whacked it with it and broke it. Like, instantly.
Okay, I do remember. Was it in the garage?
I think so.
Yeah, I remember that.
Dude, I looked at it. It says China on the blade.
China.
But I have it in the car. Figure we can...
I can probably weld it back together.
Well, half of it's like the blade is metal.
Yeah.
And dull. Yeah. So we need to first sharpen that.
Yeah.
But we could figure out some kind of new handle for it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And then we'll have a katana.
Epoxy it on there.
And sell it. Skunk Ravine Katana.
It's katana.
The one and only skunk katana.
We could do that etching with the... You like... Put tape over it, acid etching, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like acid etch a blade.
Yeah. Yeah. Harden it?
No, like just to put a logo on it.
Oh.
You can acid it. It'll change the color of the metal.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Just where the tape is and what.
Yeah, I was just going to write on it with a marker.
That works too. That'll do the trick as well.
It's like, I want to make this thing able to cut through a box, at least.
Oh, dude, we can make it. Cut through more than that.
Yeah, dude, let's do it.
Sure.
I was telling Sally about it because I left it in her car and I was like, hey, I left my katana in your
car. And then you might not want to be rolling around with that.
When I went to the hotel and her back was all fucked up.
Yeah.
I went to take her like a heating pad. And Amara came with me. I ran downstairs to her car to get something out of her car and saw it in the car. I was like, oh, yeah. So I brought it up into the hotel with me.
Yeah.
And then when me and Amara were leaving, you got to get on the elevator, and there's just, like, four old people on the elevator.
You just have a katana.
And me and Amara get on, so it's just, like, me with a four-year-old girl and a katana.
There's definitely a police call, man.
Like, hello.
Howdy, folks.
This is my my katana.
This is my walking katana. It's good shit.
Yeah, dude.
We should make it, like, so it's got a thing of mace in the handle.
Yeah. Well, what about one of those like CO2 knives, but it just injects you with mace?
Ooh. Like the CO2 knives, don't they just freeze like where you stab and push it?
They create a cavity too.
Yeah.
Because I think it takes that entire cartridge of CO2 it's for sharks.
That would suck.
It's for sharks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can buy them.
Yeah. I don't know if you can anymore.
Probably not.
You probably can.
On eBay.
You probably aren't supposed to be able to buy that World War One trench knife, right?
That's what I was just about to say. I bought it on the bluff in St. Joe.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was for sharks. Supposed to, like, stab it into their head, like, right in their nose, and just, like...
If I got stabbed with it, I should have been like, it's for sharks.
I'm going scuba diving.
I mean, I should have showed him my addy license.
Yeah, he's down there punching eels and shit.
Yeah. All the Lake Michigan eels.
Yeah. Fuck's going on with eels, man?
I don't know. What is going on with eels?
Well, they can't find the eels' reproductive organs.
What?
And they have no idea how they reproduce or where they came from.
When did this come out?
Always.
Really?
Yeah. Who is that one famous... psychologist Sigmund Freud.
Yeah, that was one.
Apparently he would like study eels.
He's just banging them and shit.
He would just study them because he wanted to know how they were fucking and how they were making.
He was obsessed with fucking.
Yeah, dude. Well, he couldn't figure out. He went eel crazy.
He was like, man, I don't know. Let's check out what these
eagles are. He was like, fuck this. I'm going to do cocaine. And try to get people to tell me about fucking their mom. Dude, being a psychologist must have been real easy back in the
day. Oh, for sure.
What, Daisy? I'm just sitting here, dude.
I don't know. It says
what do you ever mean?
External fertilization.
So they just like come.
Yeah, they probably make one of those like, it's probably why Japanese people are obsessed with like tentacle porn.
Oh. Well,
they just like get in a pile. I'm assuming they do the same as burbot. I don't know if you know what a burbot is.
I don't. Is it some kind of eel-like thing?
It's kind of eel-like. I guess the meat tastes like cod.
I'll eat it. Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen a dogfish.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of what a burbot is. Okay. They're in the same family.
Okay.
But like burbot just go out, like in Lake Michigan, we have them. And they'll just like go into a big pile in the bottom and they're all just squirting eggs and jizzing. It's just a big orgy of slimy slime. So I'm assuming eels do the same thing.
Could be, man. Did we just figure it out?
We did. Fuck you, science.
Yeah.
Google knows what's up.
Well, scratch that off the list.
I can sleep tonight.
I guess we know now.
Or do we?
Dun, dun.
Send us emails or anything if you've got better info on eel fucking.
About eel fucking. We trying to figure out how eels be fucking. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to figure out how eels be fucking, dog.
How they be fucking.
How they be fucking. Have you ever seen, I got to show you a video when we're done.
Oh, yeah.
It circles back to me showing you porn to try to get your dick out.
Well, you blew it now.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to blow it.
No.
It's this chick getting gangbanged by these black dudes. The one guy, like, puts his balls in her ass.
Oh, locker box.
And then folds his dick into her pussy. It's like, man.
That's a new one.
And guys are like, oh, shit, I got to try that. Like, plops out, and he's just like, booyah.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
I've been walking around saying, booyah.
Shoving your balls in people's asses.
Booyah.
That's like a new move. I don't know.
I'm coming back to locker boxing, don't we?
Yeah. She wants you to play with her with a toy. That was very bad timing for me to say that.
Well, she wants you to play with her toy.
Woof, woof.
Woof. What has happened to you, Alex?
This dog is driving me insane.
I can see why.
Grab that pig and shove it in her face. If you can reach it. She just wants you to hold it. Well, you know the drill.
I got to work today, and we're at the park. I got to drive past the old warehouse that Greenbush used to own.
Not the church.
No.
Ah.
The warehouse across the street.
Okay.
Like behind the coffee shop and shit.
Yeah.
But there's like a couple of HVAC trucks there. Working on the building or whatever, but yeah. I park my car. I've been tired. Park my car and give a really big stretch before I get out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get like 120% boner, like the hardest my dick's ever been in my life. But then I'm like,
hit that G spot, eh?
Now I gotta walk through the HVAC dude gauntlet over here. They're all probably laughing.
You should have just been proud about it.
I just kick-started walking. I didn't care.
I'd have been pushing out.
Just peacocking it.
Walking with your head back and your penis forward.
Yeah.
I'd have been wagging it like a tail.
My head's back. My penis.
I got to let this asshole outside.
All right, let's do it. Let's take a little breaky poop.
All right.
Yeah, Rampage Jackson has been live streaming. You know, it's just him like doing shit, but
him shitting.
You know, when you on live stream, you can like give donations. When you give a donation, it like reads a message.
No,
I'm good.
Yeah, it like reads a message, so you can like donate, and it reads a message. People have just been like fucking with him. It's been hilarious. People will just be like, Rampage Jackson, like, I've always loved watching you fight back in Pride. Like, you've always been a huge inspiration on me. You inspired me to become gay. That's just Rampage Jackson. Like, man, shut the fuck up. That is on you. That is not on me.
That's funny.
Yeah, dude, it's really funny.
That's hilarious. He was pretty good on Pride.
It's like, congratulations, Rampage, on coming out and not being afraid to admit that you clap trans women's booty cheeks. I never clap trans booty cheeks before. Like, y'all fucking with me. I saw also, did you see that video of Rampage's son beating the fuck out of that dude?
No.
Like a pro wrestler or wrestler?
What? Recently?
Yeah.
Like, was it a street thing? Or
no, it was like a wrestling promotion thing. And it was supposed to be like a gimmick for his like live stream and for the wrestling thing where they had like a confrontation backstage. And then he's supposed to hop in the ring, slam him, and like punch him. And then all the other wrestlers would like grab him off of him. And he's like, I'm just going to hit him. And they told me to actually hit him. He's like, I'm going to hit him as many times as possible.
Yeah.
And he picks him up and slams him down. And the dude's like knocked out from the slam. And he just wails on him like 20 times.
Damn.
Yeah. He was in he was unconscious for like 12 hours.
What?
Yeah. He's all fucked up.
Did he go to jail?
They're thinking he might.
I think so.
Unless this guy decides to be like, no, it was all like part of the wrestling thing. It, like, yep, nope. I told him to do it.
He whatever. Probably will.
Pretty wild though.
Yeah, you'll have to show me that video.
Yeah, dude, I'll show it to you.
How do I miss all this stuff?
Well, what's Alex doing? He's finally standing up and he's pulling out his penis and
I still need to get those stickers to
I feel like you've just been saying that at the end of every episode.
I'm never anywhere. Now I'm working out in fucking Bridgman all the time and fucking New Buffalo and shit.
You gotta make a trip out of it.
I can't fucking drive, dog.
It's true, but if you ever go to downtown,
I'll just hitchhike there.
Yeah, just walk. Shut up.
Dude, just punch her in the butthole.
What?
I'm going to put her back in the kitchen.
All right, hey.
Yeah, we're just done.
Yeah, let's just be done. This
dog's an asshole.
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot, Daisy, for ruining it, you fucking bitch.
Put the fucking blah, blah, blah.
Thanks, Daisy. All right, that's going to do it.
Peace out, all.
Sweet.